From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
You know his voice. Now you can read his latest novel, a work of historical fiction entitled Two Sacks. Jeff Ishii's new book tells the story of how and why a family of nine left the old country of Swiss Germany in 1803 to migrate to the United States of America. Down the Rhine River, across the mighty Atlantic, and along the great wagon road to the Mississippi Territory, with everything they owned in two sacks. Two Sacks by Jeff Ishii is now available at Amazon.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, farmers who are working in the field at this time of the year, those farmers, especially those ones who are working in pastures or other grassy areas, they're being encouraged to check themselves on a regular basis for ticks. You don't have to check yourself every 30 seconds, but it does need to be on a regular basis. That's according to entomologist Lee Townsend.
Ticks generally have to be attached and feeding for several hours before passing a pathogen to the next host. So that's why this regular checking and prompt removal of ticks is very important.
So if you find one, how do you remove it?
The best thing to do is use fine pointed tweezers. Grab the tick's head as close to the skin as possible. Use a gentle, steady pull to remove it. Ideally, when it comes loose, its mouth parts will stay with the tick.
And then thoroughly wash the area with soap and water. For more information about tick bites, see the website cdc.gov.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVSafety.gov.
This is Nolan Ryan. Your favorite coach was always someone you could count on to be tough when you needed it and expect the very best and taught you to be smart in life. You have the same opportunity with your kids and grandkids on the farm. Take time to coach them about using safe farm practices, wearing proper protective equipment, and never allowing extra riders on tractors and equipment. They're counting on you to coach them about safety. Thanks for stepping up to the plate and guiding your family team to a safe farming season.
This message from Farm Bureau.
Our pearl of wisdom today, this one came in back in 2001 from listener Dave Johnson in Weirs Cave, Virginia. Dave says, whether you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Thank you, Dave, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.